Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Now celebrating 5 years of burning up the airwaves.
If I were the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place.
You're listening to the voice of small business.
This is Dr. Fraser Crane. I'm listening.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for joining us, for hanging around with us today. 800-531-3815, toll-free, coast-to-coast. Mark Allen is our guest and our good friend. He's been with me since almost the beginning. He's one of the original members of our Brain Trust, almost an original member of the show. Could not do without him, wouldn't want to do without him. He's one of the guys that we call on when we need to gain and maintain some balance in our lives. And he's the author of a number of books, including A Visionary Life and Visionary Business, and his new one of his newest ones, The 10% Solution. He's got one more new one that I think somebody has walked off with in my office. They liked it so much. Mark Allen, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
The Millionaire Book.
Right, The Millionaire Course.
The Millionaire Course. You know, I had it here. I think I've told you before, I can always tell when a book is really a good one because I can't always find it.
Right.
Somebody in the operation walks off with it. They don't steal it. It's just in another part of the building. But anyway, welcome back. It's good to have you here, and happy Father's Day.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be here.
Yeah. What has being a father meant to you? I know your daughter is it's a daughter, right?
My son. Actually.
Your son. Yeah, that's right. You have a son.
I have a step granddaughter now.
She's remember.
5 months old.
Wow! And
my
congratulations.
Son.
You know, I've got a brand new grandson.
Oh, wonderful!
Born this week, as of this week, and this is my second one. But what is it? You became a father a little bit later in life than
yeah.
a lot of folks.
Yeah.
How has it changed your life?
Oh, it's hard to put it in words. I looked at that little boy I held in my arms and felt a love like no other. And I realized, you know, the love we have for different people is different in every case. You know, the Greeks had it right. There's many, many forms of love. But a love for a child is a love like no other. It is completely unconditional. I would do anything for that kid.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes someone more important than you are. And I said it does challenge a marriage, because when it's just a couple, the man has at least the illusion that he's very important in the relationship. And then
I'm glad you characterized that appropriately.
Right. Then when there's a child, the man has to realize the child's the most important thing in life. And the mother is second most important, because she is the primary caregiver.
Mm-hmm.
And the man's this distant third, and it can be a blow to the male ego.
Yeah, it sure can be. But you're right about that. And, you know, one of the things that I learned as a dad growing up with my kids, so to speak, is that I worried that I wasn't super dad. You know what I mean? I wasn't perfect, and I didn't. You know, I always wanted to be father knows best, or you know,
yeah.
or leave it to you know, Wally Beaver right. Cleaver's dad, or something like that. You know, and then after a while, I said, wait a minute, maybe it's enough to be here, to be available at all times,
yeah.
because especially as my kids got older, I realized that they didn't always need me, but in any given week. They only needed me for 90 seconds. You know what I mean? They needed my dad. Here's my deal. Can you help me?
Mm-hmm.
It only lasted maybe 90 seconds. But you know what? I never knew when that 90 seconds was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a vapor. Once it's there, once it's gone, I mean, it's gone. You can't get it back. You
no.
can't come. And in fact, I don't know if you've ever had this to happen. You will as your child becomes a teenager. They'll say something. Hey, Dad, I need you. Well, wait a minute. I got to finish this. And then you come back to them in 30 minutes, and you say, what did you want now? They say, oh, no, never mind.
Mm-hmm.
And you find out that there's only 90 seconds that they need you, and you're never going to get it back. And so you've got to be available.
Yeah. That's good advice.
Well, it's and what I found was that it was okay if I wasn't super dad.
Yeah.
It was just, but it wasn't okay if I didn't make myself available.
Those old 50s shows are built on total myths anyway, of course.
I know it. Well, you know, I didn't like wearing a cardigan around all the time with a tie on it for dinner, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And your wife, you know, vacuuming in her pearls.
And her pearls and the starched dress.
And right. Yeah, high heels.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Folks, we're going to take a quick break in a few seconds. And when we do, when we come back, we're going to talk about the millionaire course. And Mark's got something he calls the short course that's going to help us with that. And we're going to, I know you're going to enjoy hearing more about what Mark has to say. I know we talked about this a little bit before, but it's been a while, and it's good to have another installment from our good friend Mark Allen. Stay with us. It's 20 till.
Watching the ships roll in, then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting.
We're back. It's 17 till. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, we're going to be visiting with our good friend Kelly Ohlweiler and also Philippa Games and Russell Brown. A lot more good things all the rest of the coming days, and looking forward to that. And by the way, I want to remind you that I'm going to be on the road week after next, and I'll tell you more about that a little bit later on. And it's actually beginning on Friday. But I'll tell you a little bit about my schedule a little bit later on in the days ahead. Mark Allen is our guest. He's the author of The Millionaire Course, which is a brand-new book. And, Mark, let's talk about the short course. Thank you for putting it into a nugget for us.
Yeah. I actually did that for a relative who admitted he couldn't read the book. A young young guy in his early 20s, and he doesn't read books. So.
Oh, he doesn't, huh?
No, so I gave him a very short course in 2 pages, and I'm having him do a 1-page business plan for his career. And, I can summarize it very briefly, I've found. And in every talk I give, I try to summarize and get to the essence of it as clearly as I can. And the book is called The Millionaire Course, but the subtitle is better. It's a visionary plan for creating the life of your dreams, because that's what it's about, really living the life we dream of rather than making $1 million, which is an empty goal. Money doesn't make you happy.
One thing that I've said a million times on this show, and I'm going to say it a million more, if you're not capable of being happy without money, you're not going to be happy with money.
No, it really doesn't make you happy. And maybe some people have to make $1 million to see that's true.
And see, I'm such a happy person without money, Mark, that I really believe I could be a very, very productive and a very happy rich person.
Yeah. Yeah. I loved Eckhart Tolle's response. He's the author of The Power of Now.
Yeah.
He was asked by the Chronicle newspaper out here, what's it like to be making so much money all of a sudden? He speaks now for 3,000 people paying $70 a pop.
Right.
And he just shrugged his shoulders and he said, well, for years I had no money and that was okay, and now I've got money and that's okay too.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I loved it. I said, you know, that really puts it in the right perspective.
Exactly. All right, well, let's go through the short course.
The short course, yes. I put it in 4 simple steps. The worst thing you can do is to say, what can I do to make money? Because you're starting on the wrong foot. The best thing to do is go through my short course. The first step is simply 1, decide what you want to do with your life and decide to do what you love. Find and do some examination and find what you really love to do, and then decide to do it. And realize whatever you can imagine, there have been very successful people doing it. So look at and ask, how do they do it? And then how can you possibly do it?
Well, the thing, and some people might say, well, what would that look like? Well, to me, it would be doing the same thing every day without fail, 7 days a week if you had to, even if you're sick, even if you're upset, even if you're challenged, even if you got a lot of problems. you still would rather be doing that than anything else in the world.
Yeah, though I find I need breaks. I couldn't do anything 7 days.
Well, now, I'm not saying that you don't take a day off. I'm just saying if you had to. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know what I mean? If you said, okay, you know, I'm going to have to do, for the next month, I'm going to have to work 7 days a week.
Yeah, you know? It's definitely doing what you love. I mean, I love writing books. I just love making books. I love doing music, too. And so that's what I do. I wrote the Millionaire Course not for the money anymore. I really don't need the money. I've reached the point through a very small business. We're up to 18 employees. But we were even very profitable with 6 employees. I've reached the point where I don't need to work anymore. So I'm in a good position. I really can do what I love to do.
But you started out doing that when you didn't have any money.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
the key.
And the first 5 years were a real struggle. And I remember one of the breakthrough moments was realizing I want to do this anyway, regardless of whether I'm successful or not.
I remember your best line I remember from you, Mark, is you said it took you 10 years to do your 5-year plan.
Right. And it did, yeah, exactly, about 10 years.
What's number two?
Number two. So one is just decide to do what you want. Decide what you want to do with your life. Decide to do what you love. Two, do it in whatever way you can and keep doing it. Sooner or later, you'll get good at it.
Mm-hmm.
So many people, again, say, I can't find the time. I got a 40-hour job. I've got a family. Well, I sometimes say, how much TV do you watch? Or certainly you've got some holidays, weekends, evenings. You can find some time if it's a priority. Mm-hmm. To do what you love to do.
And that's how you find out if you love to do it. If you can't, if nothing else will keep you from it.
Yep.
And if you don't have anything like that, you can't manufacture that, can you?
Yeah, no. It's so fun to find it. I remember this one woman who sheepishly said what she really loved to do was organizing her closets and garage. She had the cleanest garage in the neighborhood, and and she finally realized she could make a career out of that, and she quit her corporate job. And now she's happy as can be. She puts little ads in the paper, I'll organize your garage.
That's
she
funny.
Goes around to people's houses.
You got her. I need her number,
yeah,
Mark.
Right. Yeah, it's a great career for her.
That's a great story. Stand by, Mark. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, we got two more of these nuggets that Mark is laying on us this morning. For the Millionaire Course. This is really important stuff, folks. It might not seem like it because we're having a lot of fun with it, but it's very important. It could change your life. I'll tell you what, I realize every time I talk to Mark how much he's influenced me over the last 5 years. Quick break, right back. Stay with us. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com, and I'd like for you to know about all of the products, the book products, and I think some tapes too, that Mark has available on his website that you need to know about, folks. If you'd like to find some resource that will help you to become a little bit less self-involved, a little bit more involved in other people, and which will help you, I think. Maybe that'll help you to find the thing that you love, but also to help you find out what's really important in your life and get some balance in your life. And you can do that if you check around on Mark's website. Mark, go ahead and give it to us.
There's markallen.com, Mark with a C-A-L-L-E-N.
Okay.
Now there's millionairecourse.com and newworldlibrary.com.
Right. Newworldlibrary.com has the full catalog, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the Millionaire Course is where they can find out more about what we're talking about right now.
Right.
And markallen.com is where they can find out about you and your speaking and everything. Now, is that millionairecourse.com? Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Millionairecourse.com. Okay. And by the way, Mark, before I forget it, in case we run out of time, happy Father's Day again.
Oh, thanks. You too.
Thanks. Okay, let's talk about the other two components of the short Millionaire's Course.
Yep.
Number three.
This is the Millionaire Course for Complete Idiots.
So, that's the reason you said it to me, folks. Go ahead, Mark.
So one, you know, do what you love to do. Two, do it in whatever way you can. Keep doing it, and then you'll get good at it. Everything has a skill to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Three, imagine yourself being successful doing what you love to do. look at the people, like I mentioned, that are successful doing it. How did they do it?
Mm-hmm.
And start imagining yourself, just visualizing. Then four, make a plan and take the first obvious steps.
I want to come back to three for a minute. Mark, imagining yourself being successful, there's a sensory element to that that I've experienced. And it's not a sense that you ever thought that it would happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's the sense of taste.
Hmm.
At some point in time, when you know you've done a good job, when you know what you're doing was good, it was, you sought excellence and you got excellence, and you did everything you could do, and you've done all the things that you should, you turned all the stones over, and you've done all the things you should do, and you start getting some positive feedback, you start to taste success. Mm-hmm. At that point, have you experienced that before?
I know what you mean. Yes,
and folks, it's a metaphor, but you almost feel like you can taste it, can't you? That's the sense that I had. It wasn't so much, and I know it was just a feeling that I had, but it was almost a taste.
Mm-hmm. I know when I started, a lot of people, including families, said, "You can't make money in publishing. 80% of businesses fail their first 2 years." I got that kind of feedback, but I knew there were some people that had succeeded in publishing. The first Berkeley, California publisher I talked to, I was in Berkeley, and actually said to me, "You can't make money in publishing." and then I thought, well, here's this other guy, Phil Wood, around here with 10 Speed Press. He's been really successful.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously he has a different belief here.
Right.
So I always looked at the successful ones, because if they can do it, you can do it.
Well, and you know, and of course, you proved that wrong. And you know what? So did I. I had my own publishing company, and we were successful with our first book.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you and I looked at, you and I had did something that probably is a good idea for the Millionaire Course folks to think about. Sometimes you have to look at things differently, don't you?
Yeah, look at other alternatives. Fourth step, I say make a plan. The phrase I've been using over and over lately is have a multi-pronged strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Try one thing. Try what everybody does, and then try something. Try things that nobody does.
Mm-hmm.
Think outside the box. And if you have the intention to make it work, and you'll try this, and then you'll try this, then you'll try this.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got that kind of plan, then something's going to work eventually.
And you also have to not fear failure. Don't
right.
You? Failure right. Is successfully identifying what doesn't work.
I have a great successful friend in Minnesota, a theater director, John Donahue, who said to me, "We should celebrate glorious failure." We should not, you know, not fear it. We should celebrate
yeah.
it
yeah.
because, hey, we tried it. We went for it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Mark, good job today. Thank you for giving us the short course, the short Millionaires course. For Dummies, and I appreciate it very much. I certainly identify, even though I've read your book. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
See you next time. Mark Allen, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and all dads out there. Happy Father's Day to each and every one of you. And don't forget, go hug your kids and tell them you love them. You'd be surprised what'll come back. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program really is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.